Welcome to That's My Personal Business, where we are pulling back the curtain on all things personal, all things business, and all things in between. Every Monday, we're hopping into your headphones to help you skip the learning curve by hearing from industry professionals, including myself. I am a destination wedding photographer turned business coach who now gets to lead hundreds of creative entrepreneurs in building lives of artistic growth, wealth, and freedom. And now it's time for you to do the same. Hello, you guys. How are you? I've missed you. I haven't been here in a while, whether you've realized it or not. I have not recorded a personal episode or filmed myself in a really long time. So hi, how are you? Welcome back to myself, I guess, and to you guys. And I'm glad that we're hanging out again. It has been a wild couple months. We just wrapped up March, Money March, which you guys gave such good feedback on. And I'm so happy and appreciative that you benefited from Money March and you took Money March seriously and you listened to all of our we had such amazing guests in March. If you haven't listened yet, please do. But Money March was so much fun. And April, now that we're in April, hello, April Fools. We are going to be talking about branding. And as you guys know, this is my favorite topic to talk about. And so I want this month to be a little different than we've talked about before, because I want us to not only talk about branding from the business side of things and to give you tangible tips to build your brand, communicate your brand, reach your ideal client, all of that good stuff, but I want to really shine a light on the fact that branding is a representation of you. And I put in my broadcast channel the other day some questions. I asked if anyone had questions on branding that we could cover on the podcast. And someone asked, what do you do when you're not doing well? Like your mental health is not doing well. How do you have a brand that is truly a reflection of you? How do you upkeep your brand? I don't know exactly how they phrased it, and I'm probably butchering it, but they basically were like, how do you run your brand when you're not doing well? And the timing of this was really poignant, because the reason you guys have not seen my face, I'm going to say a bunch of things that are facts that you actually might not have realized, but maybe you have. You haven't seen me in a while. I've only been recording intros, even those I've had a really hard time recording. I closed down one-on-one coaching up until now, which Becoming is back, VIP days are back, which I'm so excited about. But I closed those down for several months, which I've never really done before. And that is all because my mental health was doing horribly. Like my mental health from January to March was an absolute train wreck and like the worst it's been in a long time. And so we're going to have a little bit more of a personal episode today, because the timing of that question, me now coming out of this depressive slump, all thanks to an ADHD diagnosis, which has now gotten me on different medication. Hello, Wellbutrin. That is really helping. Thank God that I got a diagnosis, because we were just not sure what was going on for a while there. I feel ready to talk about it, because there were very strategic and specific things I did to run the brand and to upkeep my business while my mental health wasn't doing well. And I can say very confidently that like my business has not been my priority for the last 3 months. I have. And my one-on-one coaching clients have been my number one priority within the business. And other than that, I didn't take on any new clients. I like didn't want to sign anything big. I signed like one client kind of towards the beginning of the year, and all of my energy has gone into her and my remaining clients. There's a fly on the wall. Disgusting. I don't know if I got it, but that was really gross. Sorry to all of those that are watching on YouTube. But yeah, it's been a really tough couple months, and I think it's really important that when we talk about branding and we talk about your brand being a reflection of you, we don't just talk about that in a sense that assumes that you're always going to be operating at your best, because we have bills to pay and our brand and business still have to operate even when we're not doing well. And I didn't talk about this while I was in the slump of it, because I didn't have the energy. And I also didn't want to panic anyone. Like I didn't want to panic my coaching clients, because I knew I was capable of showing up for them. And I knew I wasn't going to be taking on any clients until I could get my mental health in order. And so I just didn't want to talk. Honestly, I was really embarrassed. Like I have been really embarrassed by how dismal my mental health was and how little I felt like I was doing from January to March. And I'm so happy to be coming out of that now that I have that diagnosis and have been put on the proper medication. But it was grim for a second there. And so as we talk about branding this month, I want us to also talk about self-care and mental health and how to take care of ourselves, how to be the best version of ourselves we can be, because without that, our brand isn't going to be operating as it should be or as we want it to. And I think that's really important. So this is going to be a little bit different of a month than branding months in the past. When we've dedicated an entire month to branding before, it's been very like regimented systems, strategy, all of that good stuff. And like, while we are going to be talking about that, let me be so clear, you know, I'm not going to go an entire month talking about branding without the strategy and the systems of it all. But we are going to have some guests, two in particular, both named Amy, which is so funny, who specialize in two very different things in regards to taking care of ourselves. And both of their episodes were like so healing and beautiful and amazing to me that I'm really excited to share them with you. But those are going to go along with branding, even though we don't necessarily talk about brand within them, because it's really, really important to me that we talk about what healing looks like and what taking care of ourselves looks like as a business owner, because we have to take care of ourselves in order to take care of the business. So for the last couple months, like I said, don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but like I have not been doing well. My CPTSD mixed with seasonal depression, mixed with undiagnosed ADHD was just like had me in such a chokehold. We were still kind of figuring out my medication. And so I was having a hard time just getting out of bed, truly, like full honesty, just having a hard time getting out of bed. And I, you know, I'm an avid therapy goer. And so I've been in therapy for years, and we had kind of taken down my every week therapy to like every other week. And we were talking in therapy about like why my depression was so bad outside of chemically. We knew chemically something was going on. We were looking into the ADHD diagnosis, but we were like, something's going on. And my therapist, oh my God, this feels like such a vulnerable episode. And I'm like, this is going to, I think, go a completely different direction than kind of what I planned. But my therapist like looked at me very intently and was like, Eden, I'm going to be honest with you. You are never going to stop being depressed as long as you hate yourself in the capacity that you do. Like until you learn to love yourself, it's just not going to end. And I had to take like this really long, hard look at myself and kind of figure out like why I was choosing to feel so poorly about myself, because I was. And like, this isn't to disregard the things that were going on chemically and like the genuine depression that was going on, but there was also factors contributing to it, which was number one, that I severely hated myself and like just was not practicing any sense of self-love in any capacity, no matter how much work I did, no matter how many times I got out of bed and did the things. Like I was hating myself whether I achieved the things or not. Like I remember I was in hot yoga and I like was literally in the middle of the practice and it was so hard for me to get to hot yoga. And I'm like sitting there doing my practice. And I was so angry at myself for the fact that that was the only time I had gone that week. And I like was sitting there bashing myself until I suddenly was like, what am I doing? Like, I've done the thing. I'm here. I'm practicing. I'm doing it. And yet I'm beating myself up for not doing it more. Like I would never talk to a friend this way. Like if one of my friends was going through a hard time and they had gotten their ass out of bed and gone to hot yoga, there is no way on planet Earth I would ever look at them and be like, you should have done a little better. Like, congrats on going once, but why didn't you go twice? Why didn't you go three times? Like, can you imagine? You would dump that friend within 5 seconds. I would dump that friend within 5 seconds. I literally cannot imagine talking to my best friend that way. Like, I would never do that to her. And it between that and my therapist, it was like this big wake up call of like, oh my gosh, like how can I expect myself to get any better, like any better at all, if I am just like my number one bully? Because that's truly what I was doing, was just like, I have been my number one bully for the last several months while my depression really, really took hold of me. Like I just made it worse by just drilling it into the ground. And so the first thing that I've been working on, well, no, the first thing I've been working on is working with a psychiatrist and a therapist, which I highly suggest if you're not already, like working with those people, if you have access to them, because that, you know, was number one. Like getting a diagnosis and getting my meds figured out was like, none of this would be possible. There's no way I could have like thought my way out of the depression I was experiencing. I needed chemical help and professional help. So that's number one. But number two has been this journey of not even like self-love, but self-acceptance and self-joy and self almost like pride, I would say, and treating myself as I would want to and hope that I show up for my friends and try to show up for my friends. It's been this journey of recognizing the small things that I've done and, you know, being proud of myself and being like, hey, I'm really proud of you for getting your head today. I'm really proud of you for doing the dishes. I'm really proud of you for taking Cora to the park. Like, I've had to start with some of the most foundational baby things. And to like force myself to stop bullying myself out of just like self-loathing. Like I've had to really catch myself and rewire that train of thought. And like truly the only actionable item I can give on this is like to catch yourself when you are speaking this way to yourself. Can I say yourself enough? But like to catch yourself and be like, hold on, we're not going to talk to ourselves like that. What would I say if this was a friend? Like the amount of times I have thought the phrase, what would I say to a friend, is limitless. Like that is the only way I've been able to rewrite, or at least try to, right? Like I'm not perfect. I'm still on this journey. But to attempt to rewrite this self-loathing and self-punishment. And so the way that this is kind of manifest in my business has been interesting. Like I've said, I had so much shame and so much embarrassment over my mental health over the last couple months. Like just, I've never experienced such a like humiliation for how not well I was doing. Like I was just so embarrassed. I didn't want anyone to know. And like, that was the first step, was just like being borderline forced by my therapist, hey, Lauren, to like even just tell my friends to be like, hey, I'm not doing well. Like I'm not thriving. And I knew I didn't want to speak up about it in my business. I was like, there's no way I can bring myself to do it. I also don't want to like panic my coaching clients. And so what I really had to do is take a look at myself and be like, how can I show up as much as I can without it becoming a chore right now? And this answer is going to be different for everyone. There's not going to be a one size fits all, but like the way that you manage your brand when your mental health isn't doing well is to set very small and tangible goals. So like for me, my goals were like, let's post on our stories every now and again. Like, can we share things that we're doing throughout the day or things that inspire us without having to show our face personally? Like, I don't know if you guys have noticed, but like, you haven't seen me much. Like, you have seen me a little. Like, my mental health has started to get better, like, around the time of the artificial light workshops. Mostly because I was like forced to. I was forced to get out of bed and like go do those. And they brought me so much joy. Like, they brought me such abhorrent joy that, like, maybe abhorrent isn't the word, but like such insane joy that like that really, really gave me a boost to my mental health. But like I was able to get out of bed because I needed to. And so I kind of assigned myself tasks that I like quote unquote needed to do. Like I needed to get up and I needed to do the artificial light workshops. I needed to be there for my coaching clients. And I don't know if it's adrenaline or what, but like I can snap into it for my coaching clients. Like mental health, who never heard of her. She like disappears when I'm coaching, which is nice. Or at least like maybe it's that I muster up all the energy I possibly have for my coaching clients, but that's kind of what happens. Again, I'm really fighting, even just like now in this moment, I'm fighting so much shame to like let you guys know that I haven't been doing well, and like so much embarrassment and so much fear that like my business is gonna fail because I'm being upfront that my mental health wasn't doing well. Like there's so much fear inside of me, and I'm saying this to like feel it and release it, but also to let you know that like these things are normal and we all experience them. Like I had a coaching call the other day with a coaching client who has also experienced like some seasonal depression and just was like, I'm not getting anything done, and like I just feel horrible about it. And I was like, oh, me neither. And she was like, that's not true. You show up all the time. And I was like, I don't though. I've mastered how to show up in ways that make you guys feel like I'm still active without draining my energy. And like, other than that, though, I have not been showing up. Like, I haven't recorded a podcast episode. Other than the artificial light workshops, like, I hadn't shot in forever. I hadn't signed any new clients. We haven't advertised one-on-one coaching since I think January. It was like right before my mental health took a hit. Like, we cut everything. I'm like, I don't even think we've had a team meeting. Like, Jamie, hi, while you edit this, I'm like, I don't think we've even had a team meeting in months because I truly had to figure out like, what is the bare minimum I can do in order to make my business successful right now, or at least pay the bills, without draining myself more so that I can just focus on me. Like, how can I just focus on me right now? How can I practice this self-love? How can I give myself space, right? Like, there were weekends where I didn't get out of bed for like 1 or 2 days. And like, I just had to do that and had to rot and like had to give myself this time and space to feel what was coming up and to like attempt to connect with my body rather than connecting with my business. And that is not something I've done before. Like my depression has almost always manifested as hyperactive rather than hypoactive. And this has been a time of hypoactivity or hypoactive. And all I wanted was to lay in bed. I just like couldn't get out of bed, couldn't do anything. It's been grueling. And I'm not saying this for you to be like, oh, poor Eden. No, it's fine. It happens. I'm very lucky and privileged that I have access to the care that I do and the people that I do. I've been so supported during all of this. It actually, ooh, makes me emotional. My friends and family have really shown up for me, and I have been very, very lucky. But it's been hard, and I want you to know that it's normal, and I want you to know that despite what you have seen on the internet, everyone has these times. Like, despite how much I was showing up, that stuff wasn't a lie. Like, I was still sharing in ways that were authentic, but like, you probably didn't realize like how little I talked to the camera or how little podcast episodes I was putting out, or you know, how little much I was blogging. Like, really, my saving grace has been that the artificial light reels have been doing so well. And so we've been able to make so much passively. And like, I truly feel like that has just been a blessing from the heavens because I just haven't had the capacity. And so I knew that my brand had to be a representation of like, I really was depending on the groundwork that I had already laid for my brand over the last couple months, and just being like, how can I keep this alive? Not how can I progress it, not how can I expand, not how can I scale my business over the last 3 months, but like, how can I just make sure my brand voice doesn't die? Like, how can I make sure that people still feel helped by me, feel connected to me, feel connected to my business? without me having to necessarily be involved in it. And this is going to look different for everyone. Like, this is truly something that is going to look different for everyone. But I want you to give yourself permission to connect to yourself rather than the business when your mental health is doing poorly. Because I promise you, the business is going absolutely nowhere if you're not running properly. And like, I tried to power through for a bit and like hustle my way through work. And it took several friends genuinely sitting me down to be like, you're burnt out, you're depressed. Like, take a chill pill and live off your savings if you have to, but like, you're done powering through this. Like, you can't keep going. You're going to like completely wipe out. And so I want you to give yourself the permission slip, but I am also giving it to you now to focus on yourself. And some ways that have really helped me is like identifying how I recharge. And I recharge very well with like intentional time with my loved ones and then intentional time by myself. I've recharged by giving myself permission to rot. And that has been so hard for me to like work on my self-love and my like not self-loathing while also giving myself permission to rot. Because like there were times where I was like, I just need to watch TikTok for 3 hours and just like zone out. And to not hate myself for doing that was quite the challenge. And I'm not saying like spend the rest of your life watching TikTok all day, every day, but like if that's what you need one night, that's what you need one night. And like give yourself permission to do that with no judgment. And think again of like what you would do or say to a friend who is experiencing a similar thing, which is my third point, question mark. Can't remember what number on. But every time a negative thought pattern comes up or every time you're struggling, anytime you're struggling to get out of bed or do the task or do the work or move your body, think of what you would say to your best friend. Like that is, I think, one of the most powerful things that I've done throughout this journey, other than get on the proper medication. But like thinking of myself as my best friend and being like, how would I speak to her? Has completely changed the way that my mental health operates because, again, I would never over my dead body speak to her the way that I speak to myself in those moments. Like, it is truly ghastly. I would not talk to anyone that way. But yet, there I am talking to myself that way. And truly, the only thing that stopped it is reminding myself to catch it and then reminding myself to be like, what would we say to so and so? Like, how would we respond to them? And I don't know. I don't even know like how to wrap up this episode. I'm really hoping someone finds this episode helpful and useful. But I just like want, if you take anything out of this episode, let it be that this happens to everyone. I wish it didn't. I wish I could solve mental health. I wish I could take away all of your guys' problems. I wish I could make it so that you and I and all of us never experience any pain. That would be great, right? I feel like a mother. But that's just not the case. It's not the case. And all you can do is your best. And sometimes your best is going to be posting on Instagram. And that's it. And then you're going to clock out for the day and you're going to read or you're going to watch a movie or you're going to order in food. You're going to do whatever you need to do. But give yourself permission to just do the bare minimum. Like the bare minimum of is all it takes. And if you're someone that has a savings account or you have a partner that supports you or you have, I don't know what it is. I can't tell you what it is that you have to fall back on. But if you have something to fall back on it. Right? Like I had to come to terms with the fact that like my savings account was built for me to have a nice life. And if having a nice life meant that I needed to take some time off work in order to recharge and get my mental health in order, I was prepared to do it. And I'm really lucky that I like got my diagnosis and got on the proper medication. But like I was blocking off most of April. Like April was going to be blocked off for me to just like spend solo time. And I'm still going to take actually a lot of that time to just like recharge, but like I had it blocked off to just like recharge and figure out my mental health. And I was just prepared to live off my savings. And like, yeah, it's not ideal, but neither is being depressed beyond my wildest dreams. And so I want you to give yourself that permission to do what you need, whatever is calling to you, whatever you can feel in your gut and in your intuition that you need, follow that. Any feeling that you have in your body, really take the time to sit with it and figure out what it is telling you, because that is your roadmap to getting better. And the longer you ignore your body, the worse it's going to get. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news on that, but like the more you ignore this problem and try to power through it, the worse it's going to get. And so I want you to take the time to take care of yourself, because taking care of yourself is taking care of the business. It's like having a broken arm. You have to take the time to mend it, to heal it in order to use it again. And it's the same with your brand and business. Like, decide what the bare minimum is, figure out what you're capable of, and do that until you feel better and while you focus on yourself. I hope this was helpful. I feel like this took a completely different turn than what I expected. But when moments like this happen, I'm just hopeful that someone needs it, and that like there's a reason to the season, reason for the a method to the madness, that someone needed to hear it. And so hopefully that is you listening. And I hope you take care of yourself. I hope you clock out of this. And unless you have something urgent, I hope that you take the time to take care of yourself and to take care of your business. Like, that's almost sometimes the thought I had to have sometimes, is like, okay, if I want to take care of my business, then I have to take care of me. Like, that is taking care of the business. I have to take care of me. And if that's how you motivate yourself, then that's how you motivate yourself. I love you guys. I'm so grateful to have you here. I'm so grateful for the feedback that you give, for the amount of times you share the podcast episode, for the words of affirmation that you give. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for listening. I am so excited to continue the conversations around branding and caring for ourselves and stepping into our business in the ways that we need and the ways that we want to and the ways that feel true to us. And so I will see you for the rest of April to talk about branding. And oh, yeah, we just got straight into it today, but Calling All Brands is back. Calling All Brands is back, which, if you guys don't know what Calling All Brands is one of our best selling courses, all about building an intuitive and soul-led personal brand. And not to brag, but it's like one of our best courses ever. It is the course that has the reviews that probably mean the most to me. Like, the reviews are crazy, I'm not gonna lie. And we have ginormous, like, prolonged payment plans so that you don't have to stress about paying for it all up front. I want to say you can get started for as little as $99. So we will link that for you guys in the show notes. If you want to work alongside us this month in building the personal brand of your dreams, that's the course for you. So anyway, Becoming is back. Calling All Brands is back. Forgot to tell you guys that at the beginning of the podcast episode, but I love you. I mean it. And I will see you next time.